Now we're going to do a patient by the name of Curtis William. Curtis William. Curtis is a let me tell you how he is. Curtis is a how old is Curtis? 1949. Hang on. He's a 73-year-old gentleman with a newly diagnosed metastatic esophageal cancer with recurrent GI bleed, dysphagia, not able to swallow anymore. Patient is PD-L1 plus HER2 negative. Patient is in severe pain, on Norco around the clock to control his pain. Patient is completely dependent on PEG feeding, suffers from iron deficiency anemia. History of coronary artery disease with stent placed in 8/24/2022. Tobacco abuse with COPD. And shortness of breath, period. Patient recent H&H was 8.7 and 27. Patient with a recent with decreased albumin as well as total protein consistent with the protein calorie malnutrition. Patient recently required hospitalization because of abnormal labs. Recent EGD and ERCP showed elevated liver due to elevated liver, which were done because of liver enzyme elevation. Showed worsening of patient's cancer involving distal organs as well as proximal organs with hydronephrosis and worsening kidney function. Patient has decided to go home on hospice and has decided against any further chemotherapy and radiation therapy. Patient requires pain control around the clock, as was mentioned. And the hospice nurse will help a patient and family with regarding his medication and education regarding end-of-life care, period. Mr. William, currently has a KPS score of 40%. He's ADL, total ADL dependent. It requires around-the-clock care with the help of his caregiver. Patient is expected to do poorly and has most likely less than 6 months to live, given his the state of his metastatic esophageal cancer. Thank you. Hence, patient is hospice appropriate. Thank you.